and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short recap episodes, I'm reflecting on Monday's show and coming up with an action that you can take today. If you missed Monday's show, please go back and take a listen. You'll find the link in the show notes. Monday's show was a solo episode. I've not done a solo episode for a while, so it's quite fun to have a bit of a chat with myself, reflect on how things are going. No, in all seriousness, it was a solo show because I was wanting to reflect on my own experience of introducing the newsletter function within my personal LinkedIn page. So if you caught Monday's show, you'll know that I was feeling super inspired after coming back from the social media marketing conference in San Diego recently and learning a bit more about the newsletter function. So I always had it in my head, oh, the newsletter function, it's for companies. And I do see quite a few companies using that function. And I feel like they're mostly a bit boring, or people are regurgitating their existing newsletter content and just repurposing it on LinkedIn. And to be fair, that's something that we did, but we realized that it was taking quite a lot of time to repurpose it. And we thought if people were hardcore Mojo fans, they're just going to subscribe to our main mailing list anyway, so why duplicate it? So we stopped doing that. But I did want to explore this concept of doing it as an individual because I like to try new features out on LinkedIn and I like to see what works. So I didn't waste any time. I literally wrote my very first post at the airport on the way back from the conference. At the time of recording this episode, I'm a few newsletters in. So it's still early days, and this is just what's working for me at the moment. What I found was that for a platform that is mostly really hard to work out what's missing and work out, you know, where things need to be, actually the newsletter function was fairly intuitive. It was quite easy to use. It guides you around, you know, you can put spaces in, breaks in. You can include links, you can include video, you can include images. And I think there's even a guide somewhere on LinkedIn that tells you what the best practice is for newsletters. There is quite a bit of support there, which is helpful. And like I say, I'm a few in now and they've been quite easy to put together. So all good, right? I talked through the three newsletters that I've already done. And I shared the stats in my analytics to show you how they have performed. And if you missed that, you need to go back and take a listen because I'm not going to give you that information again. So you do need to go back and have a listen to Monday's show to get the stats. I gave an overview of the content of those so far. I talked about the stats. And also, I was able to see that increase linked to the fact that after I'd got that first episode out, LinkedIn was giving people the opportunity to subscribe by email as well, which had a huge impact on the number of people that were then going on to read the newsletter. And it does give you that breakdown of how many emails went out, how many people opened them, how many people then went on to read the newsletter. So interesting and powerful stuff. We talked about consistency, and if you're going to do the newsletter, you need to be able to commit to whatever frequency you say that newsletter is going to come out, because otherwise you just lose credibility. If you say it's going to be weekly, and then 1 week you do it on the Monday, the next week you do it on the Monday, the next week you do it on the Wednesday, the next week, oh, you forget, or you haven't got time, and then it's 2 weeks, then it's 3 weeks, that's not going to cut it. So commit to whatever you think you can actually do and stick to it, and maybe try it out for a bit. I haven't decided how long I'm going to keep doing the newsletter, but at the moment I'm enjoying it. I've got enough to talk about, and I'm seeing an impact in those stats. It's probably it's too early to tell what it's doing for me sales-wise. That said, we're having a banging sales month at the time of this recording. So again, it's that maybe awareness piece, your front of mind, you're reminding people, oh, I need to get back in touch with them and talk to them about X, Y, and Z. So who knows? But at the moment, I haven't really plugged anything directly other than a short plug for our latest writing retreat. So too early to tell yet, but maybe that will be my challenge for the next newsletter so that I can be a bit clearer on whether it will convert to sales. Take action for this week. What's it going to be? Couple of things, actually. So if you're ready to dive into the world of newsletters, then the take action is going to be get on with it, get cracking, do all the things to commit to whatever your consistency is going to be and get on with it. If you don't have the time yet, or it's just not quite the right time for you to get stuck into newsletters, but you are a bit interested, then my suggestion is going to be to go to the newsletters tab at the bottom of your profile and have a look at whose newsletters you're following. Give it a bit of a tidy up, give it a bit of a spring clean, and maybe remove some that are inactive, the ones that said they were going to do weekly that haven't posted for 3 years. Get rid of those, but also have a look and see who else is doing newsletters. Who else can you sign up to? Because what is going to be great about signing up to other newsletters on LinkedIn is going to be that inspiration piece. Who's doing it well? What kind of style do you like? How often are they posting? How long are their posts? Which features are they using within it? Are they using the videos? Are they using images? Where are they sending people? So all of those sorts of things are going to help you in terms of working out what it is that's going to work for you as well. So they are the take actions. Choose which one best suits you. As always, let me know how you get on, and I will see you for the main show on Monday, where I have a very interesting guest. Join me on Monday. See you next time.